prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26th January 2021. I'm going to be with you hopefully for at least a half hour tonight. And I know that sounds like a cop-out. Believe me, it's not. A half hour talking, you still do, you know, 2 or 3 hours, no problem. But when you're kind of weak, that talking wears you out, especially when you have something you want to say that's on your heart really heavily, as mine is tonight. Before getting into the program, though, I do want to make mention again, folks, this specials are still on for the 2-for-1 for REM Sleep and Tranquil. I hope you take advantage of it while it lasts. I'm not sure if it'll be on past this month or not. I've been out of the loop a little bit, talk to the supplier. I'll let you know when I find out something more about it. But the specials are still on, 2 bottles, mixer mash, $28.95 delivered. And again, I urge you beyond my what I can explain to you to get a copy of the teaching I did entitled From the Mask to the Mark. Folks, what I'm going to talk about tonight ties in from the mask to the mark. It all fits together to fulfill Scripture for the last days of what's coming up in this world, not just here, but in the world. The mask to the mark, folks, on CD or DVD, your choice, $10, delivered to your door. Make copies of it, share with your friends and family, because it's vitally important that we understand where we are, how we got here, and what to watch out for the future. Now, this coming weekend is not normally Bible study weekend, but there is going to be a Bible study. I will not be there. My dear friend and little brother in Christ, Tyler Arbogast, will be doing the teaching field, of course, due to current events. So the first Saturday of next month, nobody will be there, but this coming Saturday, which will be the 30th, my brother's birthday, he'll be 71, will be Bible study. You can join them, of course, as always, by going to the live stream. Just go to PastorButch.com. Find live stream, and if I can do it, you can do it. Click on that, and there you'll be. Or you can call us on the phone if you like at 641-741-2866. That's 641-741-2866. Again, excuse the hoarseness in my voice. I am still in oxygen, and it's just different. Eventually, I'll get off of it, I'll pray, and move on from there. But it is what it is. We'll get through it by the grace of God one day at a time. And we'll make a difference, hopefully and prayerfully, for the glory of God and for those around us one day at a time. As I said last night, folks, we're facing things in this country that we never faced before. And it's not just because Biden's in office. With each succeeding administration, this nation's gotten a little darker, a little more demonically controlled, a little more enslaved, if you will, spiritually and physically and mentally. But one thing you will learn as you get older, I think, hope you will, and I hope you'll think about this a minute. Your temporal concerns on this earth can have eternal consequences for yourself and others. Think about that. Your temporal concerns on this earth can and will have eternal consequences for you and others. What you do, how you live, the faith you exhibit, the strength you show, are all eternally important, if to no one else but you, but for sure to you. As I was saying last night, briefly, and this is not pleasant, I'll get this more taught in more detail in Bible study sometime soon, I hope, prayerfully, that our heritage as Americans, and folks, I'm not 150 years old. I don't remember back when this country really had what we call freedom running everywhere. I wasn't born into it. I was born in 1948. There was still some liberty left, but it was fading fast. But compared to what it is today, the 1950s was heaven on earth as far as morality and liberties and people with integrity and independence, if you will. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we're told that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's not just for individuals and soul-winning differences. Of course it is. But it is also for society and a nation and a world. If Christ's Spirit is in charge, there's true liberty in Christ. There is no bondage. There would be no slavery because people would not tolerate it. They would trust in Christ and his guidance and his protection. That's why he said in Exodus that he's a jealous God. He wants us to depend on him for everything. But if we have faith in him more than anything else, then we have liberty, personal and national liberty. Unfortunately, folks, that has been lost. Like spoiled children, each generation, including mine, took what they had for granted and squandered it. Oh, I know, we say, well, we had liberty in the 60s. We had we had drugs and booze and sex, and we were all about love and not war. And that was a counterculture movement that undermined the morality of the country. Not that it wasn't right in every aspect. It's just that it was wrong in the way it was brought forth. We've sold our liberty, our birthright, if you will. We exchanged it for what we called freedom and went further into bondage. And it happened so easily, so gradually, without a shot being fired. We've lost what we had when I was here in this country as a young child. We've lost it to the point that people in the 40 and younger have no idea what I'm trying to say or express. Nor do they understand the grief in my heart that I see for the future generations. We've lost so much on my watch. Through whatever reason it was, no matter what the excuse is, we've lost it. It happened again so easy. You know, back in 1959, long before most of y'all were even thought of, had a guy in charge of Russia named Nikita Khrushchev. Now, I remember this speech. I don't remember specifically. I remember people talking about it and how foolish it was and how it could never happen in America and how America would never fall into communism and we would never tolerate what they've done in the Soviet Union. I want you to listen to this quote. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. I want you to think about what we call our rights. What happened to our rights or our duty before God? What happened? This is what Khrushchev said. Your children's children, that means my grandchildren, my dad's children, which was me, and then my grandchildren, will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright. But we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. Khrushchev was not a prophet. But he understood the workings of man and man's minds and man's morals. He understood that. He did. Over the last couple generations, folks, since I've been here 72 years, I have seen our ideals as Christian Americans slip away. In my lifetime now, not 150 years ago, my lifetime, I've seen the ideals and the morality that once formed a Christian basis for this country slip away. I've seen to the point now that Christians are becoming hated before because of those ideals, because of those morals. May I say this very clearly, folks? We did not lose our heritage. We sold it. Let that sink in. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, as Khrushchev said, we'll give you a little bit of socialism here and socialism there. We'll give you some food stamps. We'll give you some HUD. We'll give you some Medicaid. We'll give you these things a little bit of time until you accept them. Next thing you know, you're taken for granted. And you won't bite the hand that feeds you any longer. You won't be independent. You don't want to be independent. You'd be well kept. So we haven't lost our heritage, folks. We sold it. In Matthew 6, Christ warned us about God and mammon. Now we can't serve two masters. You know, I've read that many, many times over a lot of years. And I still am sure I don't fully comprehend it. But I'm comprehending enough now to understand that what he was talking about. We had decided to serve. You don't like this. I can't help it. We decided to serve a new master's estate. Because they see that we get our money, they see that we get our housing, they see that we get our health care, they see that we get care from womb to the tomb, so we serve a new master, mammon, state. We put our trust in man and his benefits, turn our back on God. We were warned about Jeremiah 17:5. He said, cursed be the man puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. So you see, we have done the same thing Israel did. Israel did not lose their heritage. They sold their heritage. America has done the same thing. Yeah, we cry about our rights, and our Bill of Rights, and the Constitution, and all the other things. And folks, when those were in effect with the Spirit of God in this country, with the Spirit of Christ, they were well-intended. They were well received and they were well enforced. Now that spirit in Christ has left, that spirit of independence in Christ has left, that spirit of wanting to be our own and take care of our own, that spirit of wanting to walk righteously before God and not depend on man has been taken from us, actually willfully given by us to those who deceived us right into this. I know I'm guilty. I get a Social Security check too. I am guilty. I am. I didn't know. I no one taught me growing up. I mean, I wasn't taught history in school either. No more, probably less than what you were. I mean, I probably know more than you were, but not much. But I wasn't taught history. We sold our independence with and in Christ for a humanistic, socialistic, communistic society. That's what we sold it for. Just like Esau. He was starving to death, he said. He sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Well, we may have got a little better deal than a bowl of soup, but a birthright that was given to us by our Savior, fought for by our four founding fathers, and bled for in the battlefield, we sold for a humanistic, socialistic, communistic handout. I know, we don't want to hear that. That's why we are where we are. That's why this nation is going to pieces without much of a whimper even. I know we hear things in the background. Well, Trump's going to be the 19th president. He's come back. He's going to start from 1871 and restore the republic and all this is going to happen. And watch out. We're going to have blackouts and shutdowns and going to be all kinds of things happen when the black side moves. And it could happen. I'm not saying it's not. America will go to what we'll call civil war. It won't be a war so much of virtue and right and wrong. No. It'll be a war of survival. Christ will not be much in this war as a whole. It'll be a war between classes and a war between those who are just trying to put food on the table and those that aren't. You see, no one has taken our rights. I should say our duties before God. No one's taken them. We traded them. We simply traded them. But you say, preacher, we got a good deal of it. We traded. We got a lot of stuff here that we didn't have before. My parents didn't have guaranteed incomes. They didn't have health care. They had a tough time making it. They did. I remember my mom painting houses on the side to pay for my class ring when I graduated high school. I remember my dad working two or three jobs just to keep food on the table. I remember those things. We raised the library most for our food. Things were tough. We had an outhouse, not a bathroom in the house. We didn't have running water in the house until we put a pump in the house and we had running water from a well we finally dug. These are things that we did because that's how everybody lived. But we were independent. We didn't turn to Caesar, Mammon, if you will, to see that we have food on the table. We did the best we could and it was plenty good enough. My mom and dad worked hard, and I guess my brother and I did too. But we traded that independence, that liberty, that knowing that in the eyes of God we're doing what's right to be independent, we traded for a softer, much more secure lifestyle. Oh yeah, I'm not worried about going hungry. I can always get food. Government will feed me. All the time they call me a woman up and bring free meals to the house. I'm not worried about going to the hospital. They'll take me in. But what did it cost my grandchildren? What did it cost my grandchildren? You know, there's 8 steps here in this article concerning what Khrushchev said that lead to the control of the people. And the first one mentioned is health care. I remember back in the 70s, they were discussing universal health care. And the battle was on. We don't want it. We don't want to be like Canada and other countries around the world. We want independent, free health care. Well, folks, we've lost that. It's gone. Obamacare took care of that. And Trump did not change it at all. Now, Trump was another mouth speaking in the wilderness, meant nothing, shallow noise. Health care. You control the health care, control the people. Of course, poverty and debt. Another way to do that is keep people broke and paying them just enough to give them enough to pay the bills. Give them a guaranteed UBI. It's helping. In some cities now talking about giving a universal basic income to people. So they'll have somebody come there a month no matter what. Makes them more dependent on the hand that feeds them, doesn't it? Increase the tax load. And of course, it talks about gun control. Well, we're going to see a lot more so-called gun control come on the picture now. But I'm saying this out of love and kindness. Have we really shown enough concern over something as simple as gun control? Have we said we will not give up our guns in a minute? Or have we just mouthed and talked and met like a bunch of sheep and bled and then retreated? They met in Virginia a few months ago, and a massive turnout for guns. The governor didn't care. Whitmore went ahead and done what he wanted to do. The people retreated. Haven't heard from him since. Gun control was a way of actually controlling people. But folks, there's no point in owning guns if you're not going to use them to defend what's yours and what's rightfully yours and what's a duty to God. There's no point in owning guns just to say I own a gun. Guns are not put here to hunt with. That's a sideline. It's wonderful. I enjoy doing it. But we were not, that duty was not given us by God to go hunting with. But what good does it do to have every man, woman, and child in this country armed if they won't defend what's theirs? And why should they defend what's theirs? It's given to them freely. Why should they care? And of course, you take up the education of young people, educating like they did me when I was just a youngin'. I remember taking civics class. Even as a teenager, I couldn't understand civics class. Why did I need civics class? Why weren't they teaching us the Constitution, the Founding Fathers' writings? Why were they teaching me how to be a good citizen in a civics class? I didn't know. Obviously, my parents didn't know. They didn't say anything about it. It's called a public education to control the people. And it worked very well. It's still working very well. If I would sit down and talk to somebody half my age now and tell them what we had as a young man and young woman growing up in America and tell them the rights that we've lost, and say that, then I shouldn't say rights, but the privileges, that I hate to use that word too, but the things that we could do before without question, like taking a gun to school to hunt after school on a school bus. That's been taken away and no one misses it because they didn't know they had it. They didn't know that one time you could board a plane without having to go through NSA and all the security and stripping down and taking your shoes off. They never been there. They didn't have that. They don't understand this. They just feel safe and secure. So the public education has gotten to the point where they teach them how to behave as good citizens should, to obey their masters. And of course, they have to control what we'll call religion. I prefer Christianity. But when the Constitution, when it took away the religious clause in Part 6 of the Constitution, it did away with the Christian meaning of what truth was and truth was in religion. So now there truly is no real religion left in society. We know it's Christianity, but the masses don't know that. They've never been taught that. It's whatever you want to believe is okay. You could have a religion or no religion at all. That's what they expect you to believe. So they managed to de-Christianize the youth. Take away any semblance of morality. Any basis for morality. They managed to do that without firing a shot. It was free public education. We had a way to put our children on a little yellow prison bus, ship them off for 6 or 8 hours a day, let the babysitters watch them and teach them things that were actually against the laws of God. We brought them home. We watched TV, maybe went to church once, twice a week, and we thought we were doing a job as parents. We've been undermined all along. You see, folks, we did this. We give it away. Without firing a shot, without hardly a whimper, we turn it all over. Now we wonder how we got here. Undermining, folks, of the Word of God. And socialistic, communistic ideals have made us all. Now, this is going to make some of y'all mad. I really don't care. It's made us all communist. All socialist. Every one of us. Now, there'll be a few exceptions, but very rare exceptions where people don't depend on government for something. Retirement or some kind of benefit. That is called socialism, communism. Of course, to divide the people even further with race and class, that's all part of the communist plan. Khrushchev said he would do that. And they would do it without firing a shot. And they have. And I know people don't like to hear that any more than I do. But it is what it is. It's the truth. Because I care. You know, folks, to deny the truth doesn't make it go away at all. It just doesn't. To separate ourselves from the truth of the Word of God and history is to make fools of us. It just doesn't work. It doesn't fit. You can't live truthfully and deny the truth. There was a time in this country, we're going to take a phone call, man, I promise, get to Jim and George in a minute. There was a time in this country when even people who did not go to church, who maybe didn't believe there was a God, still expected morality in society and would not tolerate anything less. Even as I was growing up as a young boy in a little town called Montreville, West Virginia, we can't say that was a solidly Christian society. But people were not allowed to shack up in the community. They couldn't live together and call it normal. It wasn't allowed. No, it wasn't. What's happened? I'll tell you what's happened. Since then, we allow man to step in and make sure our needs are met. And he makes the new rules now. We have to tolerate everybody, so we tolerate them. Because if we don't, we won't get a check. Is that not true? That's true. You know it is. So now we've lost this whole idea of a republic, liberty in Christ, liberty as a people. We've lost it all because we sold it. We traded it. We traded our heritage for a guaranteed handout, which is not guaranteed. It's going to end. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Jim. Jim, go on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing better. How you doing? I can hear you.
I'm doing real good. How long we've been talking to each other? About 12 years now, something like that.
And
it looks like, to me, they're closing the net. This is what I always expected. They're closing the net. It's getting worse. And they've timed it just right. They've timed it so that the people that believe like you and I do are getting really too old to do anything about it. I mean, I've got health problems. I'm not on ambulance anymore. I'm driving the van now that takes people to the psych facilities because I can't get up off the floor with a patient in cardiac arrest. I have to have help getting up off the floor. So I don't know what would happen if I had put on a pack and carried an AR-15 through the woods. I wouldn't be able to do that. I guess they could put me in a tank, but they timed this just right. And Pastor, I watched a man named Joe the pedophile Biden get sworn in. I call him Pedophile Joe. I watched him get sworn in as president the other day. And these modern day prophets keep telling me that they're going to reverse the election and all this stuff, and they get mad when I try to tell them a dose of reality. I mean, have you run into anything like that? It's almost
I hear it all the time. I hear that Trump's coming back in March as the 19th president. He's going to restore the original Constitution and. It's just talk. Jim, we have sold our birthright. We sold it. We sold it.
Yep.
You want to hang on through the break?
Yeah.
You want to hang on through the break? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free,
and no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm going to turn it over to Kevin Gallagher in a minute. Kevin Gallagher has been such a huge blessing to me, and I'm sure to y'all, too. But I want to finish up with Jim in Georgia. And, Jim, you go ahead and finish your thoughts there.
All right, this business, these modern-day prophets telling me that, still telling me that Trump's going to go back into office in next week or whatever, he's going to invoke some kind of industry, whatever. It's almost like it's April or May of 1945. You and I are in Berlin, huddled in a basement. The last battle of World War II is taking place in our house upstairs. There are German soldiers fighting Russian soldiers in our house, and some toothy guy in a Hitler Youth uniform walks up and says, the Fuhrer will come up with a plan. You'll see. You'll see. I mean, it's almost that.
Yeah.
Situation would be laughable if it weren't so damn serious.
Well, it's just a sad situation. Thank you, Jim. It's a very, very sad thing to see happen. Our nation had a coup, and no one did anything to stop it. The Supreme Court would not hear the case of a sovereign state. And when that happens, that means there is no republic. There is no constitution. There are no Bill of Rights left. When the Supreme Court can refuse to hear the concern of a sovereign state over a stolen election, there's nowhere else to turn. And the people whined, whimpered, and watched TV. That's what it boils down to. All right, Kevin Gallagher, I want to thank you for being with me again tonight. I want to thank you for taking time to do this broadcast one more time. I promise you, sir, I'm doing my best to get back on all 4 feet. I really am.
Yes, sir. We'll do the best we can and fill the time.
I do appreciate it very much. And, folks, I will see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're going to have Larry Pratt on to discuss some issues coming up, of course, with gun control. But God bless you all. And, Kevin, have a good broadcast.
Thank you, sir, and you have a good night and get well, and you sound a lot better tonight than you did yesterday, so that's always a great sign.
Thank you. Amen.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Good night.
Folks, that's Butch Paul. This is Kevin Gallagher. I'm joined with my wife, and you know, what Butch is talking about there is all very apropos, very true, and we, you know, we're looking at a coup that happened in our country, and the way I describe it is, you know, you got Trump driving down the road in his car, stops at a street light, a bunch of people grab him, throw him out of the car onto the street, throw Biden into the driver's seat, and Biden takes off. We had an election that was hijacked. And that's really what we're looking at, because we know what happened. And you know, last night when I was on the air, I talked about how the way I've been feeling, and Barb, you can back me up on this, it felt like a death, like I was mourning. And now, I mean, really get a chance to think about things. And the thing is that there's really like a feeling of heaviness. And earlier tonight, I was on the phone with some folks in a totally different part of the United States. And we were talking about it. And that feeling of heaviness is where they are. And they're at least 1,000 miles from here in Yankee Land in New England. And folks, there is definitely a very heavy type of spirit over the country right now. I know there's a lot of people very upset and everything, but, you know, to Barb and myself, we want to take the time that we have right now to tell you that there is hope. And we're not going to sit here and tell you that Biden's gone and Trump's going to be in office tomorrow and this and that. No, no, no. A different type of hope, because we have the hope. We have the hope of the Lord and Savior. We have the hope of his soon return. And I don't know when that's going to happen. Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't set timetables. And even Jesus, it says in Scripture, doesn't even know when that return is. But only God the Father knows when Jesus is returning. So before I go any further, Barb, Radio Land, everybody listening, my wife Barb.
Hi, everyone, and I'm glad to join my husband again tonight. And I'm sure God has something great for you to hear that will encourage your hearts. And we need that at this time in our lives.
And we
whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, to soon to be a believer, we all need this encouragement and hope.
You know, it sounds kind of nuts, but one thing I learned, I don't know when it was, but it had to be at least 10, 15 years ago. And I've used this line, and sometimes it makes people very mad at me, but it's the truth. And I said, well, you know, if you don't believe it now, don't worry. There'll come a point in time when you'll see that you'll be agreeing with me, because as things get crazier and crazier and crazier and things are moving along, you're going to have to look at around you, the world around you, and say, you know what? Just like Noah, he was telling people for 100-something years that water is going to fall from the sky and everything's going to flood out and you're all going to be dead. And they laughed at him because, you see, at that point it never rained. There was no rain on the earth. There was no such thing as rain. So you know what? He looked like he was a nut job. They thought he was nuts until the water started to fall. And then you realize, oh. And I've had that Noah moment at times in my life with people that I know, even family members, where they're like, oh, Kevin's not nuts. Kevin's been telling us the truth for a long time. And you see it all throughout Scripture where people have those Noah moments. And there's a lot of people right now, not only in this country, but around the world, that have had a Noah moment. And they're realizing, oh, you know, what people have been telling me, the so-called conspiracy theorists, the patriots, the people that, you know, who I always thought were a nut job, they're not crazy. They've been telling me the truth.
That's true. That's true. So we're seeing, you know, something played out, and it's something that God has seen as well. It didn't catch him off guard at all, but also he has his timetable for things to happen. Well, we know how Satan tries to change the timeline.
Yeah.
And he's trying to push up the timeline for his agenda. But God has his plan as well. And how many know the scripture that says many plans are a man's, but God has the final say? You know, but the thing is that right now, as people are going through this time, that a lot of people are let down, a lot of people had high hopes of someone else being as president, and maybe have gone through this whole process of listening to TV and on the fake news and all this other stuff, and they're wondering why, you know, it didn't go through the courts and a whole bunch of different things. Our votes weren't counted, and they don't seem to be important, and there's a whole bunch of questions people are asking each other. And but we need to go forward, though, and we can't forget to pray as things start to unfold, and we need to be praying for our country, because God loves America, and we're not going to give up on America, you know. Amen. So the Bible says that we are to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Mm-hmm. And that heaviness is depression. And we don't want to walk in depression and have depression overtake us. I mean, that's not the thing that everything's a pie in the sky and we're not to look at things. But we're not to go in that direction, because that direction takes you to no good place.
Yeah.
And you don't want to stay there. You can reflect on things, but you don't want to be stuck there. You know, you want to move forward. And at this time, there's a lot of disappointment, which a lot of times leads to depression and anger and a whole bunch of feelings.
And especially now when people are kept in their homes all the time.
And exactly. And that doesn't help either, because people can't get out and they can't get about. And on top of that, you know, we see what's going on and with our country and through the world and everything. So people need to have hope. They need to have encouragement. But, you know, the Lord is there for us, and we need to remember that, you know, he comforts us, and we need that comfort, but we need to go to him. We need to carve out that time for him, and we need to reflect on him and what, and still the good things that he's, you know, I mean, if we have our health and we have food on the table and things are things could be a lot worse, in other words. So we're to count our blessings while we're going through this life, and while we're being tied down, where, you know, kids can't go to school the way they want. You know, the parents are, you know, seeing the kids more, and there's a whole bunch of different things that are dynamics that are happening in the home, outside the home, with people losing their jobs, people.
And, you know, the bottom line is right now, when it comes to faith, when it comes to trusting God, folks, it's easy when the last 4 years, a lot of people were Trump supporters, the times were good. It's easy to trust God when everything's going your way. It's easy to trust God when you're feeling good about life, when everything's good. But then what do you do when the bottom falls out? What do you do? What do you do when your back's up against the wall and you don't know what to do? You see, because that's when I remember when I was in Bible college, and I had friends of mine that I was in Scotland. And friends of mine, I had just gotten out of school, and I spent months away at school, and I was in this really wonderful environment. That school was like people would actually take their wallets. They'd leave them on the table in the community area on the lampstand. You'd come back 3 days later. The wallet is still sitting there. Nobody would touch it. That was the kind of world that I was living in. And then, you know, you go out into the rest of the world where all the crazies are. Now you see, it's not just trusting and believing God when everything's nice and sweet and wonderful. So what are you going to do when the chips are down? What are you going to do? Because, see, now it's game on. Now it's game on. Now it's the fourth quarter. I'll use football analogy because football season is wrapping up. Fourth quarter, you're on your own 2 yard line. There's 10 seconds left in the game. It's fourth down. You're down. You're up by 1 point, and the other team's been driving, and they're about ready to score. Now, where's the gut check? You know the running back's coming right through that line, and you got to stop him. That running back weighs a good amount of weight. He gets paid a lot of money, and he's coming with a head of steam directly at you. It's gut check time. I can't talk. Gut check time. And now it's time to put up, man up, woman up, and trust God. Get on your knees and do what you got to do. Pray like you never have before, but not only pray, but believe. Have the faith. Walk out. If you have to go to Hebrews chapter 11 and go through that hall of fame. You know, every sport has a Hall of Fame, basketball Hall of Fame. You go to Canton, Ohio, it's a football Hall of Fame. They got a Hall of Fame for everything. Well, God has one too. It's Hebrews chapter 11. And Hebrews chapter 11 is God's Hall of Fame. And the number 11 is interesting because whenever you look at the number 11, it always talks about champions. It always talks about the people who are champions and people being at their best. It's a fascinating thing. And coincidentally, Hebrews chapter 11, there's God's Hall of Fame. Go through it and read, and you'll see all the people called out over the centuries that rose up through some incredibly bad times. Not just when it was good, but when they were dealing with stuff a lot worse than what we're dealing with now. And they rose up and they trusted and believed in God. And even when they didn't get the deliverance, they still trusted in God because they knew that there was a time coming, that they could look forward to the coming Savior. They could look forward to that day of resurrection. They could look forward to all those things and know that ultimately God is in control and God will provide the victory, because it is not Donald Trump. It is not Joe Biden. It is not Kamala Harris. It is not anything that is going to determine what God does. In other words, in the whole plan of salvation. And we know that we can trust God, because in Hebrews chapter 11, what does it say? I'm reading right from the King James Bible here. Now, faith is the substance. That word substance, you go all the way back into the papyri and other writings, it always talks about it being the title deed. That faith is the substance of things, of the title deed of things hoped or prayed for. For the evidence or the proof of things what? Not seen. Not seen. Now, that word seen is a really cool word in the Greek. And I'm not going to endeavor to teach you Greek. That's not my point here. But when you look at the word, it's the word blepo. Okay? And I'm going to read you the definition of this word. It's really cool. And it's to have the power of seeing, to use the eyes to look at. Used in the act of looking, even though nothing is seen, hence to observe accurately and with desire. Used of mental vision and implying a contemplation, more like contemplating. Athletes do this. They get in their mind's eye and they act out what they're going to do ahead of time. They visualize. This is in your mind, you have a goal, you have something, you're praying for something, you're imagining it in your mind's eye. This is what it's talking about. For blepo, for what you're seeing in your mind's eye, and that we as human beings, we have faith and we can bring that into reality through our faith. And God rewards that faith. That makes us different than the animals. I know that's politically incorrect and all, but it makes us different than the animals. It puts us a whole different level, because we can believe and trust in God, because we see that which is invisible. And that's so cool. And that's what we need right now. We need to see that which is invisible. Forget what we're looking at here with our eyes. Yeah, Joe Biden's president. I get it. There's a lot of us that just don't like that. Okay, I get it. I don't like it either. I didn't vote for the guy. But is there something bigger? Is there something bigger, folks? Bigger! Because it is not a man that's going to give us our salvation. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that gave us our salvation. That's simple. It's about Him. It's about Him. And as He is, you know the verse, as He is. Is, so are we in this world. And we got to live in this world right now. We got to deal with the stuff that goes on in this world. But as He is, so are we. There should be a big equal sign in between those two little statements. As He is equals, so shall we, so are we in this world. Those are the things that we can think about. And our God is so much bigger than this stuff. And we can go on and on and on and talk about what the enemy's doing, what this person's doing, the New World Order. I get it. I've studied the New World Order for 30 years. I get it. But how big is your God, man? How big is your God? Is He something that fits in a little compact box, put it in your back pocket, ladies, put it in your purse? Or is your God real big? How big is your God? Is He Hulk Hogan, or is He Tiny Tim? Which one is He? Barb? Which one is He? Is He Hulk Hogan, or is He Tiny Tim?
Well, everything that you said, we can go on with the teaching, because I think that's a good thing to talk about, hope, because we all need hope. At this time in our life, more than ever, we need hope. And we just need to put God in the equation. You just can't forget about God. Even though, we know we're going through things, but God is the one that ultimately sees us through it. If we seek Him first, He takes care of the details in our lives. And we need to have that personal relationship with him in order to have him work those things out in our life. And a lot of times people don't believe that God hears their prayers. God hears all your prayers. Sometimes we wonder, well, why isn't it happening right away? Well, God's timing is different than ours. He doesn't have a clock. We have a clock. And he knows what you're going through because he created you. He knows how you tick, and he knows what you need. And he hasn't forgotten you, because if he did, none of us would be on this earth, because of the fall of mankind. But God loves you, and he cares about you, and he wants you to have hope in your heart and have expectation that things are going to change, and start looking at the glass half full instead of the glass half empty.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people are negative, and that's because of circumstances and things like that. And they wonder, because everything's so negative around them, they wonder, well, what's there to be happy about? What's there to be hopeful or joyful about? But we need to go back and start getting into the Word of God and asking the Lord to show us scriptures. Like last night I shared with you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. There was a title of this book called by Jerry Seville that said, if Satan can steal your joy, he could steal your goods. Because it's the joy of the Lord, which is that divine inner knowing, if it's from God, is from the Lord. That joy that I'm talking about is from the Lord. It carries us, and there's something inside us that says that no matter what, everything's still going to be okay. And so somehow or other, we don't know how it's going to be okay. But that's where trust comes in and our faith comes in, because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
And we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he will make our path straight.
Yes.
And it's not, I'm not saying that it's easy. Believe me, we've had our challenges as well. And we're going through our stuff as well. And we try to encourage ourselves, and we try to stay optimistic in spite of the difficulties and the disappointments that we've seen and we're experiencing.
Yeah.
But we choose to have life. And the Lord said, I came to give you life and more abundant. The thief, he said, comes to rob, kill, and destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. So we have to make choices for ourselves. And even though, and believe that things are going to get better, and prayer is the key. If we cannot give up on our country, we cannot stop praying for our country and the things that are, that line up to God's will. And we just have to keep persevering in spite of what we see and in spite of what we hear. We still have to keep moving forward and trust and believe that God's going to make a way for all of us.
Yeah, it's very true. And the thing is the fear is the killer.
That's
fear,
right.
Is the killer.
If
you go all
fear.
The way back to Genesis 3, right after the fall of man, I mean, look what happened. And they, that's Adam and Eve, heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, what? Hid themselves. They had no reason to hide from God. They hid themselves. From the what? Presence of the Lord and God amongst the trees. The Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto Adam, where art thou? And he said, this is Adam, I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid. Wait, let me say that again. And I was afraid. Now, I heard a teaching recently that just blew me away, and that is after he fell, you see, when Adam was in his regular body, the one that he should have had continually, but he lost when he fell, he could see the spiritual realm and he could see the natural realm at the same time. But when he fell, all he could see was what we see in our five senses. And he knew about all the other stuff that was there. Now he couldn't see it. So now he's afraid. And you're afraid of what you don't know. You're afraid of what you can't see. You're afraid of what you can't control.
Yes, yes.
I was afraid, and he hid himself. I don't think he was just hiding himself from God. I think he was hiding himself from all the stuff that he knew was out there that he couldn't see. So he became what? Afraid. Because he got lowered to his five senses realities. That's it. That's all he had, just like you and me. But we have a Savior, you see, that came and fixed that problem, came and fixed all that. And he's the one that got on the tree, bled out every drop of blood.
That's right.
And when he said, it is finished, I think he meant what he said. It is finished. And you know what's finished? Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, Beelzebub, whatever name you want to give him. He's finished, man. He's done. It was over. Now we just have to act like it's over. The game is over. The stands have cleared out. It's done. We got the victory. Now we just got to act like it. Act like you're victorious because you got the victory. Okay? It's that simple. Act victorious. And when the devil gets in your face and he tells you all about your past and tells you what a worthless person you were, remind him about his future. Remind him about where he's going. That's the reality. And we got about a minute. So, Barb, just any last words?
Well, the most important thing is to have the relationship with Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus in your heart as Lord and Savior, or if you've been away from him or backslidden, whatever, and you feel guilty and rotten and crummy, but you know what? You don't need to, because Jesus can forgive you of all your sins, and he wants to, and he loves you, and you just need to believe that. And all you need to do is invite him into your heart and ask him, say, Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. And when you have said that, you know, your sins are forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, they cannot meet. And your name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Jesus book in heaven. And guess what? You're heaven bound. And you need just to pray daily, get in the Word of God, read the Scripture, find yourself at church or online, whatever you need to do. Someone that teaches and preaches the full gospel from Genesis to Revelation, and know that one thing you're going to mess up, but guess what? All you need to do is brush your knees off and don't walk in guilt. Walk in faith and ask God to forgive you of your sins and move forward.
Yeah.
Just keep moving forward and stay on that path to eternal life. And you know what? One day, you know, you'll meet your loving Jesus, and, you know, he'll say, you know,
Well done.
Well done.
And that's what I want to hear. I want to hear well done. And that's really what it comes down to, is those two words. I want to hear well done. Hang there, and I hope we'll be back tomorrow night. Good night. God bless you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.